This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
Look, just because Steve had a gigantic cock.
No!
I've seen it. See, that thing's a freaking monster.
Then again, how I interrupted you, they could think that you're talking about me having a gigantic crab sandwich.
No, dude, I'm talking about your giant freaking fucking hog down there, dude.
The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes, undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak, bearing the soul of the human condition. These works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fan fiction or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Great, he's already dying. Jeez.
Good.
Oh, you're so nice, Logan. I mean, you're like the best friend I ever had. This is totally why my mom wants me to spend more time with you.
Good.
Screw you. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Tonight, we are going to be reading a fan fiction by... Who the hell is it by?
Oh. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, it's by somebody named The Playing Mantis, which is a terrible pun. On the show tonight, we have myself, Steve-O, David Hubbard.
Hi.
Valerie, otherwise known as Vilecat. Logan Jenkins.
Good.
Frozen Treasure. Good.
Silent.
I'm sorry, good. And
does that mean Australia died again?
No. Okay, Australia will have to post-emptively drink. And a new person named Sean? Sean? What would you like to go by?
Sean's fine.
All right. Mr. Sean, this is your first time calling in for us, right?
It certainly is.
And you're aware that we're going to try to sell you timeshare, yeah?
I'm looking forward to that.
Great, because you're going to buy two. Yeah.
Two shares. Sounds good.
All right, fantastic. So, who would like to start reading tonight? Stop downloading porn, David.
I'm not downloading anything. I haven't downloaded a thing in, like, days. Couple of minutes, even.
Logan, I will make you read first. But before we do, David, do you want to give us our standard mature bumper?
Friday Night Fan Fiction is a podcast that is rated M for mature. So if you like fruit stripe gum, you gotta leave.
No, that's not true. Also,
I'm not doing the one you proposed. Screw that.
Let's see what we got here. Gamer Fantasy 8.
Gamers Fantasy 8.
Yep.
Well, then you already have to drink.
Oh, please tell me you have another cookie pie.
I don't have another cookie pie. I think I have some apple pie upstairs that I might get later.
I want some pie.
Disclaimer, I do not own Final Fantasy VIII, nor any of the characters from it. I do not make any money from the writing of the story. Personal disclaimer. This is much more personal than the first disclaimer. I enjoyed writing Gamers Fantasy 7.
There's a Gamers Fantasy 7?
Yep.
Why aren't we reading that?
Because
there's a Gamers Fantasy X2, according to the next word.
Yeah, and Gamers Fantasy X2 so much that I decided to work on a few others and make it sort of a series of one-shots. So here's the one for 8. It's a selfie fic, because I hate Rinoa, like everyone.
And I hate the iPhone.
First bit takes place in the Tomb of the Unknown King, where Squall, Selfie, and Irvine meet up with Sacred and beat the crap out of him. But when he gets his big brother to Elf, all hell breaks loose.
I don't remember that at all.
No, I don't remember it either, because I didn't play that garbage.
His brothers.
In part 2, Selfie, Squall, and Zell are traveling through Galbadia Garden to stop Ida.
No, say it right.
No,
I've never played the game, so I don't know how to say it right.
Yeah, well, the game is not voiced, so you have to read it right, even then.
It's Ida.
Idea.
When they run into a huge guardian force. Squall doesn't have time to deal with it properly, so he asks Sylphie to get in to join him, regardless of how she feels about it. Then in part 3, Sylphie tries to get another GF.
Oh my god, are we still on the author's notes?
Yes.
Yep.
That she heard about in an occult magazine, but no one seems to believe it'll work. So she goes to summon it alone. Was that a bad decision?
Yes.
And who is that who followed her? This story will contain sex and will probably But Trug, I'm writing it anyways. Little kids should not be here. Oh yeah, spoilers await. So guys, if you care about spoilers for a game that's almost older than me, don't listen to this podcast.
Spoiler alert, this game sucks.
It's not very good.
That's
Gamers Fantasy 8 by the Playing Mantis. Part 1 of 3. Why are we doing this again? Asked Irvine, as they traveled from Delling City to the Tomb of the Unknown King. Because we can't get into General Caraway's mansion unless we go find that ID number, grumbled Squall. I think he was asking you brought us with you. That was a sentence.
Yep.
Said Sylphie. You've been traveling with Renault and Zell so much, the two of us and Quistis got a card game going. Squall scowled at her, but didn't say anything. I so had you in Quistis, said Irvine as he winked at Sylphie. I had a full house. You wish, laughed Sylphie. I had a straight. I was getting tired of Renoa talking about Safer.
Yeah, you're terrible.
Zell complain all the time. Squall snapped. But I'm getting the feeling that I should have stuck with them, because they're not quite so annoying. Now shut up and follow me. Irving waited until Squall's back was turned before he stuck his tongue out at him. He smiled at Sylphie and winked again. Sylphie giggled and shoved him along, noticing the meaningful glance the young gunman gave her. She appreciated that he thought she was attractive enough to ogle, but it didn't feel right to her. She knew she was cute. All her friends told her that. But she never really thought of herself as being truly attractive. She was really skinny and not all that curvy, but she had nice B-cup breasts that she was proud of. She really liked her legs too, so she tried to show them off whenever she could.
I don't think girls are that concerned with what parts they show off and what they what they consider to be their best feature.
I think some are.
Well, some women are also cars that come with a 20-year drivetrain warranty.
Of course. And some women turn into big old dragons and have GFs. Her seed outfit included a pair of brown boots and a yellow dress that only reached down to her mid-thigh.
With black eyeliner.
She blushed as she realized that her mode of dress, which was only meant to allow a good deal of movement, could be seen as provocative. Hey, Irvine, she asked quietly.
All right.
What's up?
What's up, cutie?
Asked Irvine.
Do
I dress like a tramp? Asked Sylphie, making Irvine stop in his tracks.
Where the hell did that come from?
Asked Irvine as he slowed down and let Sylphie catch up to him so that they could talk without Squall getting upset with them. Why would that upset Squall? And why are you asking me?
Well, I know we just met,
said Sylphie, causing Irvine to flinch slightly. So like a nervous tick or a pre-seizure.
Pre-seizure.
But something tells me that I can trust you, and I've seen the way you look at me. It's not quite like the way you look at the other girls, but...
Well, if you trust me, then trust me when I say that I'm not looking at you like I look at the other girls.
Somebody cue, like, the sitcom laughing audience. there's always one, said Irvine.
I actually respect you, and you can tell that I do because I haven't come on to you.
For a second, I thought he was going to say, come on you.
Come on you.
That's probably that, too. Like,
I haven't got my come on you yet.
I've still got the eye, but that's just because I'm a guy.
He laughed loudly, causing Squall to scowl at him. All right, fuck it, I'm giving him Titus's laugh.
I hate you right now so much.
I hate him all the time.
He merely waved at Squall, making Squall roll his eyes, before saying, You dress the way that you want to, and don't let anyone make you think that it's bad. Besides, even if someone thinks that you can...
Frank!
That you dress trashily, that cute hairstyle makes up for it. Alright, in retrospect, I probably should have given him Ray Gillette's voice.
Because he does, like, Irvine, let's try it real fast. In the game, they make it totally, like, cowboy.
Besides, even if someone thinks you dress trashily, that cute hairstyle makes up for it.
I'm just to eat all the little children.
Selphie blushed. She couldn't tell him that her hair did that naturally and was basically bedhead.
Thanks, Irvine!
She said.
I'm gonna screw you later in this story!
Definitely. Finally, we're almost there! Said Squall as the trio saw a small building appear in the distance. Let's get that ID number and get back!
But what about that supposed guardian force that's hiding out there? Out in there!
Hi, Laza. Asked Selphie. I don't think we should bother with it, said Irvine quickly. I'm sorry. I don't think we should bother with it! I don't really trust those guardian forces anyway. It's been rumored that prolonged use can drain a person of their memories. He looked at both Squall and Selphie for a second before adding, Besides, that was just a rumor that was one in here. We should get back as soon as possible. All right, I'm passing it off to Sean.
Wow, said Squall, completely deadpan.
Wow.
I didn't expect to hear something like that from you.
Wow.
What?
No, just Dave just like,
wow.
All right. Wow. He thought about it for a minute before saying, I hate to admit it, but I agree with Selphie on this one. If there's a possible guardian force in there, we should look into it. We don't want the sorceress to get her hands on it. Besides, that rumor about memories is only that, a rumor. There's no proof that it's true. Irvine sighed and shook his head in defeat. I'm not going to be able to change either of your minds, so I'm not even going to try, he said with a shrug. Good, let's go, said Squall. The three entered the tomb and immediately found a sword that had the ID they were looking for. Squall wrote it down and almost turned to leave when he looked at Selphie as she pointed down the hall. He sighed and nodded. He pulled out the map and looked at it. It looks like there are a couple big rooms at the north, east, and western points, as well as one in the center. Let's go!
Use Dennis. Yes! Yes!
The three slowly worked their way to the western room, only to find that the entryway was closed and locked. Irvine grinned as Squall rolled his eyes and sighed. The north? Suggested Selphie. Squall nodded silently and they headed up and found that the door was locked too. If the eastern door is locked too, we're leaving, said Squall calmly. Irvine actually looked disappointed when they reached the eastern door and found it open. I'll bet you two that this place is just a dead end, he said. Selphie frowned at him, so he clammed up. They slowly entered the room, not knowing what to expect. What they found was a statue of a big purple minotaur, wearing body armor and holding a huge mace staring at them. Is this a guardian force? Asked Irvine. Selphie and Squall stared at him. What? Asked Irvine. We don't use them at Galbadia Garden, so I've never seen one before you bound with them.
Okay, so Big Purple Minotaur has a big purple penis, which is probably like a big purple dildo. I'm calling it right now.
Big purpley power.
Purpley penis power!
Pretty much!
Squall sighed. This is just a statue of one, he said. A real one would have attacked us by now. Attacked us? Asked Irvine. You can't bound with the guardian unless you prove yourself to it first, said Selphie.
By fucking it.
Most of through battle. Space. It's how we got both Earth. Okay. It's how we both. Damn it.
And that's like three drinks.
It's how we got both Earth and Diablos.
Ifrit.
I never played the game, so I don't know how to
pronounce it. Oh my god. You've never played any Final Fantasy?
It's good.
None of them have voice acting.
Like, maybe.
No, from FF10 they do.
Yeah, nerd.
Nobody played that one.
She walked up to the statue and stared at it, before gently reaching out her hand and touching it. What a beautiful creature, she said.
Okay.
Grr!
No. We're gonna do this page by page. So, you're done. Next up is David.
Damn it! I don't want to be in here. All right, let me prep my drink.
I would love to hear a Ray Gillette voice for the Minotaur.
Sure, who's there?
Or the statue? As the statue's presence. Oh shit! Roared the statue as it sprang to life and swung its mace at Selphie. She barely blocked the attack with her nunchakus.
Holy crap! Cried Sylvia as she jumped back to the others. I didn't expect that.
Maybe you'll think before touching things from now on, said Squall testily as he pulled out his gunblade.
Oh, I'm glad he said gunblade.
Ignore him and just think about the fun that will be... fucking shit. That will have beating the snot out of this thing, said Irvine with a grin as he loaded his shotgun. By the way, you've been collecting float spells, right?
Yeah,
said Selfie.
Why?
Just because I noticed that he's absorbing health from the ground. So I thought, said Irvine.
Selfie looked at the Minotaur and blinked when she saw the green numbers appearing every few seconds.
Fartwall!
He must be an earth element creature, she said quietly. Oh, I'm sorry. She said quietly as she reached into her magic stock and pulled out a float spell before tossing it at the creature.
Okay, if you can see the numbers, I would imagine you could also see her open the menu and move the cursor down.
I would like that, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to be cast, but the game treats magic like an item, so will I. That was the author right there.
Okay.
A small pair of wings appeared on the monster's shoulders and lifted it into the air.
Oh, shit.
I mean, oh.
Oh, shit!
Rumble the monster as Squall ran in and sliced it with his blade, making sure to shoot it right. Fucking hell, this reads like a piece of crap!
Of course it does!
Shoot it at the right time to maximize the damage. Selfie bashed the thing as best she could with her nunchakus, and Irvine blasted it every time he had a clear shot.
You say nunchakus, and it makes me think that you're like... You sound like an irreverent otaku.
The monster wasn't faring quite so well.
I knew I should have attacked first and roared later, he mumbled as he swung at the three.
That was a monster. That's gotta be...
Yeah.
Well, I knew I should have attacked first and roared later,
he mumbled as he swung at the three.
He's not all that powerful,
said Selfie to Squall. Are you sure he's worth it?
Just keep fighting,
muttered Squall, even though he agreed with her assessment. The battle didn't last long. The three kicked the monster's ass easily.
I'm out of here,
he growled.
Just wait until I get my big brother.
My big brother.
I said 3-2-1 down her.
He leapt over them and dashed away, leaving the three staring after him. Yeah. Staring after him.
Did he just...
asked Irvine.
Yeah, he did,
said Squall, completely dumbfounded.
Well, don't just stay there, said Selfie. We gotta go get him. They took off...
Oh, shit.
That's fine.
They took off, hoping to catch him, but Selfie stopped and looked back, noticing that the floor panel that the monster had been standing on was now raised. She took note of it before following the other two. She caught up with them, staring at the passage, and ended up in an open room with a tower in the middle.
Okay, you're done.
Hooray!
Brad!
I didn't get any sex.
That Minotaur's in there, said Squall. Sacred, said Selfie. What?
What?
Asked Irvine. His name's Sacred, said Selfie. The two stared at her. What?
What?
He talked. Hello?
No, I'm repeating whatever what is said.
You can feel free to ignore Steve.
Fuck you.
Yes!
Alright, the two stared at her. What? He talked in battle, so his name was up on the little text bar. In case you hadn't noticed by now, I have no problem breaking the fourth wall in this series. This one's gonna be so the breaking the game barrier.
Oh no, please say it ain't so.
Selfie had sex with the D-pad.
It rumbled.
Thank you! I lay him up, you knock him down.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Whatever, said Squall. We have no way of getting to him. This has been a huge waste of time. Let's go. Wait, said Selfie. When we scared him off, the floor panel he was on rose up. I think it may have done something in here. Weirder things have happened, said Irvine. Fine, said Squall. Let's check the north door again. But if nothing has changed, we're leaving. As it turned out, the north door was now open and led to a floodgate, which they promptly opened. The western door led to a switch that didn't seem to do anything. Are you happy? Can we go now? Asked Irvine. Let's check out that central room one last time, said Selfie. Squall agreed, and the three headed straight down the path to the central room. The room was full of water now, and they could see a drawbridge that went from the tower to another passage. Yay, squeaked Selfie. Let's go. Irvine grumbled a little, but Selfie grabbed his arm and dragged him along. Watch out, both of you, said Squall as they crossed the bridge. Sacred mentioned getting his big brother. Sacred might not have been all that much trouble, but his brother will probably be a tough fight. Yes, sir, said Selfie as she saluted him. Squall glowered at her as Irvine snickered. I was just following protocol, said Selfie. Dot, 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 said Squall as he turned and stalked off. Selfie giggled as she skipped along after him. Irvine merely shook his head and followed the two.
You know what? I don't normally say this, but I'm missing the smut here.
Yeah, where is the smut? Yeah. Get back to the smut. Yeah.
That was rather painless.
Yeah, but it's like, I know we had a slow burn leading into Selassie on daycare as well. Yeah. And that one got really bad. And this one's going to be fourth wall breaking, so I don't know if I'm going to eat my words later or
not.
Wait,
so is he going to, like, fuck the player?
Or use a GameShark code to just suck the player off or something?
No, the GameShark code gives him super boner powers.
So I'll read then. The three ran into the room and stopped dead when they saw Sacred crying like a little girl in front of a coffin. Big bro! He sobbed. They beat me up! Come on! Wake up so you can teach them a lesson! Said Selfie, unsure of whether to feel sorry or unnerved at it for trying to get help from a dead monster. Sacred whirled around at the sound of her voice and growled at them. They're here, big bro! He said. Let's get them! Calm down, said a voice from inside the coffin. The lid slowly opened and out popped a much smaller minotaur, wearing the same type of armor and wielding the same type of mace. Big bro? Asked Irvine incredulously. Size isn't everything. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Said the smaller
creature. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Said the smaller creature calmly. I would like to get the whole story from you all before I make a decision of how to handle you. What happened? Sacred and Squall both put in their sides of the story. Sacred mostly whining about being beaten up by the trio. I see, said the small creature. So you three came here looking for a guardian force. You found us. We're the brothers. You've met my little brother, Sacred. My name is Minotaur. How inventive.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose we could help you if you prove yourselves to us first. Oh, is this gonna get to the sex? Is this gonna get to the sex? We already proved ourselves to your brother, said Irvine. That didn't count, said Minotaur. Because it was just Sacred. You can't expect to get us both unless you fight us both, can you?
I suppose not.
Sighed Squall as he...
Thank you, Snape.
I think Snape is a good fit for Squall. I think Alan Rickman would be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Squall.
Liz, the one saying hello.
I suppose
get ready
not.
For pain.
Sighed Squall as he brought out his gunblade and pointed it at Minotaur. This is an official challenge now. Do you accept?
Are you ready for the pain?
I thought you'd never ask! Roared Minotaur as he slammed his mace into the ground, sending a shockwave at Squall. Selfie! Shouted Squall as he leapt to the side. Float spells! Now! Right! Replied Selfie as she reached into her bag. Oh no, not this time! Snarled Sacred. I'm sorry.
Not wrong! Not this wrong!
Whoa. Thank you, Scooby-Doo.
That was more of a Scrappy-Doo.
It was Scooby-Doo slash Meatwad. Come on, bro. Fuck, really?
Yep.
Mad Cow Special!
Ew.
Right, roared Minotaur as the two stamped the ground before leaping into the air and slamming back down at the same time before leaping into the air and slamming...
Yep.
You could just go on like that. The entire building shook with the force of the blow, and Selfie fell backwards, accidentally tossing the float spell on herself. Okay, Logan. We're going to make Logan fat since he's an alcohol abstainer. He's just going to eat and eat and eat every Monday night.
His body can digest it easily. Like.
You know my body, Steve. You've seen
it. I know it intimately.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Oops, said Selfie as she started hovering in the air. Squall and Irvine also fell to their knees and couldn't get up in time to dodge the huge shockwave that plowed into them, sending them flying out of the room.
Guys!
Screamed Selfie as she watched them disappear and then saw the entrance crumble, blocking the exit with rubble. Whoops, said Sacred as a huge sweat drop appeared on the back of his head.
Ugh.
Minotaur slapped his hand to his forehead, saying, Idiot! Selfie! Cried Irvine from the other side of the rubble. Squall, what are we gonna... Where the hell are you going? Squall had turned and was leaving, but turned at Irvine's outburst. There's nothing we can do to get rid of that rubble safely, said. Both Ifrit and Quetzalcoatl would fry anything in there and bring the tower down if we tried to use them. Let's go get some help from the townspeople. But what about those two things in there with her? Asked Irvine. The challenge was cancelled as soon as we became unable to fight properly, said Squall. Guardian forces are a very noble breed of creature. They won't do anything to her as long as she doesn't do anything stupid. Come on, or she'll be stuck there all day. Irvine looked back at the pile of rubble for a second before clenching his fists and running after Squall. Completely logical and utterly stupid, said Minotaur angrily as he walked away from the rubble. Those idiots have gone to get help instead of just waiting for us to clear away the rubble so we can continue the duel. He folded his arms and sat down. Well, if he's not going to trust us to be able to handle a simple cave-in, I don't think I want to work for him. Bro? Said Sacred. What? Snapped Minotaur. What do we do with her, then? Asked Sacred as he pointed at Selfie. Minotaur looked over at her and wasn't sure what to do. She was still floating in the air, but she was crying.
I would think that she would start spouting Ghostbusters lines like, are you the key master?
Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo.
I'm the key master.
There is no Dana.
Only Minotaur.
Only Zoo.
Also, just to keep you all informed, the first instance of the word penis is on page 12. We're on page 7, so it's coming. Anyways, keep going, Logan.
All night. They're both okay, and they're gonna come back for you, said Minotaur. What more do you want?
The only reason we came this far into the tomb was because I wanted to actually be a distance.
Tom Selfie.
Before posting on MySpace about how horrible a day she had.
Crawling in my skin, will not heal.
I was always nothing more than a cute mascot to my friends. Even when I graduated and became a seed, I was still just put in the back ranks.
Yeah, they're seed.
So this was my chance to prove myself. And I went and screwed it up, just like everything else.
Just like that time I accidentally used feces on the chocolate cake. Alright.
Chocolate cake.
Passing it off to Sean.
Having feces on that chocolate cake. Chocolate cake.
Big bro, what do you think we should do? Asked Sacred. Should we just open the path and get rid of her? That all depends, said Minotaur. What do you want to do, young lady? Huh? Not till page 12.
Put it in her butt.
Huh? Asked Selfie as the float spell died and she fell to the ground.
Thunk.
What do you mean? You want to prove yourself, apparently, to yourself as much as to the others, said Minotaur. How do you want to go about doing that? Well, said Selfie, it would be nice if I can get you two to join us, but I can't fight you both by myself. The Sacred whispered something into Minotaur's ear, causing him to look a little more closely at Selfie. Minotaur looked at Sacred.
Oh no! Oh no!
Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, kids, it's happening.
Sacred looked at Minotaur. The two nodded and stood up. Selfie started as the two slowly walked up to her. What are you doing? Asked Selfie.
You?
Tremulously as she slowly backed away from them until her back hit the wall. Did you really call my brother a beautiful creature? Asked Minotaur as he knelt down in front of her.
Yeah, I did say that, said Selfie nervously. Why? Did he take it as an insult?
Minotaur threw his head back and laughed as she nudged his brother in the ribs.
Ha 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 ha!
No, he didn't, he said happily. He was more surprised than anything to hear something like that from an attractive young girl like you.
Mumbled Selfie as she blushed and hung her head down. Thanks for saying that.
What's that supposed to mean? Asked Minotaur. Don't tell me no one's ever told you... Told you... Damn it!
It's the easy ones that get you at first. And then when you get drunk, it's the hard ones that get you.
Don't tell me no one's ever told you that you were attractive. Selfie looked away and shrugged. Never?
Well, I've been told that I'm cute, but it's not the same, mumbled Selfie quietly.
That just means I get put into the friend zone.
Why would she get put in the friend zone? Also, she's 16.
There's
Dave,
nothing wrong.
Some kind of pervert.
Yeah, Dave, are you some kind of pervert?
I am not. You take that back.
Purple penis.
Purple... Wait, really?
the Minotaur is purple.
Yeah, purple penis touched the kids.
Oh. Touch the tweens. No. All right, please keep reading.
Said Selfie, not entirely sure why her heart suddenly started pounding. Why don't we talk about something else?
Did you just say a boot?
I did not.
I think he is from Canada.
I am from Canada.
Well, then you said a boot.
Yeah.
And you also have square boobs.
No, I like Canada. Without Canada, I wouldn't have like Canadian citizens. Or my wife.
I know, I was asking Val to back me up about this.
Oh, she's got your back. It's hockey season.
I heard you try to mask that forthcoming a boot. I had to ask Val to back me up about this.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, okay, you'll deliver.
Okay, Sin Minotaur, how about if we talk about how you personally can prove yourself worthy of having us join you?
Okay, you're done. End of the page. Moving on to...
End of line.
David.
Oh, no.
You've been asking to read the goddamn smut for the last 6 weeks.
That doesn't mean I actually want it.
That would be nice, said Selfie.
Selfie, yes.
Well, that would be nice, said Selfie. But how am I gonna... She froze when she felt the Minotaur's hand slowly rub up and down her leg. Her leg suddenly became a sea of goosebumps. She didn't want him to stop. She slowly put her hand on his end, suddenly coming to her senses, pushing up.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
She said as she got up and moved away from the two, remembering that she's 16 and they're like 300.
Well, not just that. Which is like 8 feet tall, or eight to 10 feet tall. Like,
it's the only other way to prove your worth to us, said Minotaur. If you prove how strong you are, we will join you as a guardian force.
I don't know. I mean, but it's your...
stammered Selfie. She stiffened when she felt two big hands fall onto her shoulders.
Calm down.
Sacred whispered in... Oh, I'm sorry.
Calm down.
Sacred whispered into her ear.
We're not asking you to do anything that will make you uncomfortable. It was just a suggestion.
A shiver ran down Selfie's spine as Sacred slowly ran his fingers down her arms as he pulled away.
I'll just sit over here, if you don't mind.
Selfie quietly as she sat.
As she like ran in the corner, yes, Dave. Drink for that, you were about to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Said Selfie quietly as she sat in a corner and hugged her knees to her chest.
That was pretty slick. Minotaur hissed at Sacred. I just said what I thought was necessary, said Sacred. I didn't mean to make her more uncomfortable.
You didn't make me more uncomfortable, said Selfie. It's just that...
What?
The two of you came on so... Oh, shit, that's Selfie. The two of you came on so strong and then backed off, said Selfie. And I'm just a little confused.
And slightly aroused and wet.
Look, said Minotaur. We didn't mean to confuse you. And as Sacred said, we're not forcing you to do anything you don't want to. So just calm down and decide for yourself. I never even done it with a guy before. Well, that settles it then, said Minotaur. Huh? Asked Selfie. What do you mean? If you've never been with a guy before, you can never handle us, said Sacred.
Done, Brad.
Oh, man. Oh, dear.
Don't put it like that, you moron, snapped Minotaur as glared at Sacred. Mm-hmm. He looked back over Selfie and immediately saw that the damage had been done. Her face had hardened. Can't handle you, eh? She asked as she stood up and strode over to them. I bet I could. I'm just as good as anyone else. Damn it, and I'll prove it.
I'd like to point out that reverse psychology rarely works on women. I know this from experience.
Now hold it, said Minotaur as he threw up his hands. This isn't a question of being good enough. It's a question of, flexibility.
At long last, something for the ladies.
I'm plenty flexible, said Selfie.
I was seen all-state champion.
Oh, what?
That's not the right word. Muttered Minotaur. You're not,
loose.
Experienced, suggested Sacred.
You're not.
I think loose is a better term.
You're not voidful enough.
Yeah, said Minotaur. You're not experienced enough. He sighed as he sat back and closed his eyes, expecting her to see reason and go sit down. Instead, he heard the rustling of fabric and felt a small yellow dress fall on his face. Bro, stammered Sacred as he furiously tapped Minotaur on the shoulder.
If I were reading that, I would have absolutely mixed furious and tapped and just said fat.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Steve.
Okay, good.
Long live the fapping bros.
Yes, said Minotaur calmly as he pulled the dress away and looked at Selfie. She was standing in front of him with her hands on her hips, wearing only her boots and underwear. She was glaring at him. He felt a stirring in his loins, but held himself in check. What are you trying to prove by doing this? He asked calmly as he could muster.
Small interjection, written about her boots and underwear, I immediately thought, I also need your boots and your motorcycle. I've got your clothes.
What are you trying to accomplish, woman?
Selfie looked over at Sacred before grinning. I think I already proved it with your brother, she said. Minotaur looked over at Sacred, a sweat drop forming on the back of his head as he saw his brother openly drooling and ogling Selfie.
Dave, what's the anime noise when the big sweat bead shows up?
Yo! I mean, I think that's probably what it is. I don't know.
Sounds close. All right. Yes, we mentioned that you're attractive, said Minotaur. We've already established that. So put your clothes back on. Selfie knelt down in front of Minotaur and reached out. He thought she was reaching for her dress, but she placed her hand on his cheek and said, Are you that afraid of hurting me? She asked softly, a warm smile on her face. That's so sweet. Yeah, said Minotaur as he swallowed audibly. Her breasts were waving right in his face, and he started to have trouble keeping his composure.
Wait a minute, she has B cups. Those things can't wave. They can barely jiggle.
They can't even. Besides, Selfie's measurements are estimated at a 32C anyway, so it doesn't matter. These things David knows, because he's a creeper.
Isn't she about, like, 5'2" or some shit?
She is exactly 5'2". Good guesstimation.
Yeah, I was going in between that and 5'4".
All right,
you also cannot look at her when you scan her from underneath, because she's not allowed to panty shot, because that's weird.
Let me finish.
Yes.
Never!
Selfie smiled again as she lightly shook her shoulders, making her breasts sway to and fro in front of Minotaur. Are you sure I can't at least help you both out a little? She asked. We don't have to go all the way if you're afraid of hurting me that much, but I know you want me to do something for you. Minotaur blushed because he knew his boner was showing. It didn't exactly help his concentration when his brother started nudging him repeatedly.
In his boner? All right, you're done. It's my turn. I switched spots with Logan.
What?
Snapped Minotaur. If you don't want to, can I? Asked Sacred. Minotaur's jaw dropped. Clunk. He couldn't believe his brother would actually say something like that. It's almost as if he couldn't see his raging erection. Selfie smiled at the two, even though her insides were a bundle of nerves, and possibly also organs and blood and shit.
And orgasms.
Not yet. Even she wasn't really sure why she was coming on to the two, but she was attracted to them. They weren't handsome like Irvine or Squall. They weren't even handsome like Irvine or Squall, but they had something that made Selfie, for lack of a better term, aroused.
Yeah, it's called a raging Minotaur boner.
Erotic!
Erotic! Erotic! Erotic! Keep it down in there.
She figured she'd feel better if she was able to suck them off. Oh, diving right in.
Well, wouldn't you?
Hoping that she wasn't bad at all. She slowly squeezed herself in between them and rested her head on Sacred's shoulder. I wasn't joking when I called you beautiful. I'm reading it as Natalie Portman from Star Wars Episode 2. I don't know why I should feel this way, but I do. And I don't feel any real reason to fight the urges. So why should you two? Sacred looked at Minotaur and shrugged. If she wants to, he said. No, damn it, said Minotaur. It's not that simple. This is a big thing here, and we shouldn't make her decision for her.
It's a big thing indeed.
No, it's not just a big thing. It's two big things.
Two big, huge, very large
things. Two giant friggin' things. Money things.
Isn't that exactly what you're doing, Annie? Asked Selfie.
I don't think that's what the word was. Drink.
Fuck off. Well, but I, said Minotaur slowly. Oh, what the hell. If you want to, go ahead. Yay! Said Selfie happily before looking slightly embarrassed. What should I do first?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Real quick aside, I'm convinced that there are no such things as virgins, because I have yet to actually meet one here on Earth.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty sure Selfie knows what to do.
Okay.
She's got two giant nunchaku. Just saying.
Minotaur and Sacred looked at each other before hanging their heads and sighing. Yeah, this is really just building, like, okay, she just made
They're
the decision.
They're very dejected about getting laid.
I know. I told you I've never been with a guy before, said Selfie angrily.
Angrily?
Angrily.
I've never been with a guy before. What of that do you not understand?
Thank you, Batman.
I've never been with a guy before! There you go. That's the read. Minotaur looked like he was going to say something when a Moogle suddenly appeared in the room and asked, do you want to go through the tutorial?
this story has gone from check minus to check plus.
Oh my god. I'm actually going to finish off my cup. No! Cried Selfie. I hate those things! They make me feel like an idiot! Get out of here! The Moogle shrugged and vanished.
Selfie
looked at Minotaur and said, just tell me how to do this. I've always been curious. Especially after that night of girl talk with Quistis and Renoa. It's not like I watch porn or anything. Bullshit. So
I've
never...
You have two giant nunchakus, you're a liar.
So I've never even seen a guy's... thing. Before. Didn't you have any siblings? Asked Sacred. I grew up in an orphanage, said Selfie. I never knew my... How is this getting them further in the mood?
Well, don't you know that scared women are the greatest aphrodisiac? No, it's true. Like, freaking, they talk about it in the Venture Brothers. Hopelessness is the greatest aphrodisiac in Underland.
I never knew my parents, and I can't really remember much about it.
I would hope you wouldn't know your parents, honestly, considering that we're about to have a sex scene.
I'm sure that there were guys there, but... Sacred and Minotaur exchanged glances. Whatever,
Blance.
Said Selfie. The point is, I've never seen a grown male's... thing.
Wangus. Wombo combo.
Logan's.
I've never seen his, you know, penis.
Just because she keeps calling it thing.
It's called a pangus.
Oh, my bad.
Flatly.
I've never seen a dingus before, man.
Right, said Selfie. Well, are you going to show them to me? Minotaur hesitated, but Sacred didn't. He slowly took off his armor, revealing his huge boner to her.
Show me your dongus!
Selfie stared in shock at the size of it. That thing's supposed to fit in here? Asked Selfie as she pointed to her crotch. You are, said Minotaur. You really have to start with a smaller one before you try anything with Sacred. Fortunately, I happen to be smaller.
For the first time in any porno ever, a small penis has come to save the day.
No, it hasn't come yet. It will soon.
Ha! Ha ha ha!
That's not something to be proud of, snickered Sacred. Shut up, snarled Minotaur. It's still bigger than any human. He took off his armor as well and tossed it aside. Selfie looked at his penis and saw that while it wasn't as big as Sacred's, it was still pretty impressive looking. Selfie bit her bottom lip as she reached out and gently wrapped her hand around Minotaur's cock. Hey, said Minotaur, your hands are cold.
Oh no, poor man. Nothing worse than a cold-handed woman.
You're welcome, guys, for the picture.
No.
Hold on. Let's give a critique of this.
No.
No, we're not.
No.
Okay, so first off...
Sorry, said Selfie as she blushed. She quickly brought her hands to her face and warmed them up before going back and holding both of them. So, I just rubbed them, right?
Of course.
Minotaur nodded, and Selfie started slowly moving her hands up and down their cocks. You don't have to be quite so gentle, said Sacred. You're not going to pull them off, you know. Selfie nodded and slightly tightened her grip, making her wrong. Selfie let them go and got on her knees in front of them before going back to it. So she could see what she was doing. She got an idea and started to lightly stroke Minotaur's cock with one finger while she spat into her other hand. She quickly rubbed her hands together and started up again. The lubrication from her saliva made jerking them off much easier, and apparently made it more pleasurable for the two, since they groaned even more.
Logan, I hate to say it, but your seductive voices actively make my penis turn inside my body.
Keep at it, Log. Soon he will be fuckable.
No!
As she spins As she sped up her stroking, she rubbed around the heads using her thumb. Am I doing well? Asked Selfie with a smile. Greg! Gasped Minotaur, unable to finish his word. Finish sacred.
What was that?
So they finished each other's words and orgasms. Wonderful.
Selfie giggled as she stepped up to stroking, amazed at how fun the whole experience was turning out to be. Watch yourself, groaned Sacred.
Me too, said Minotaur.
Passing it off to Sean.
Oh, joy.
Hey, this is the good stuff, man.
Indeed.
Yay, smuts. What's that supposed to start at Selfie before the cocks in her hands start to twitch and jerk?
They're becoming sentient.
She looked at them curiously before screaming as they both started shooting their cum into her face. What's
so
this stuff?
Into her face.
She asked. You tell her, said Sacred. Wait, said Selfie. Is this... And girls swallow this stuff? Doesn't look very appetizing. She wiped most of the cum off from her face and tentatively licked the stuff from around her lips. She sat there with a contemplative look on her face for a second before shrugging and licking the rest from her hands. I doubt that was enough to get you to join us, huh?
What?
No. Sorry, panted Minotaur, but it's not like we can do anything else just yet. Guys have to wait a short while before orgasms, you know. Between orgasms.
They need to recharge their buster power.
Gotta have a mega buster, and instead of just a tiny buster, it shoots lemons.
A selfie buster.
But the others will be here before too long, said Selfie.
And they'll see what a dirty girl you are.
I need to get you to join us before they come back. Come on. Again. Minotaur sighed. He looked at Selfie and was about to say something when he realized something. I never got your name, he said. Selfie blushed, realizing that she had just done something very intimate with two guys without telling them who she was. My name's Selfie, she said. Selfie, said Minotaur. We're not machines, and we can't just get hard again on command. Bro, said Sacred, you're hard again.
See, I'm imagining them to speaking to each other like Solid Snake now, like, bro, you're hard again.
Infiltrate Shadow Moses. Find Metal Gear. Get hard again.
Minotaur blushed as he looked down and saw that he was. Yeah, right, he said. Well, it's just because there's a beautiful young girl in front of me, wanting desperately to have her way with me. He blushed again. I rather like strong women. Well, said Selfie, let's see if this whole blowjob thing is all it's cracked up to be.
Like my jaw.
Selfie got on her hands and knees in front of Minotaur and grabbed his cock before slowly running her tongue along the shaft.
It tasted like raisin.
There's still some cum on it from earlier, and she lapped it up as she licked her way down to the tip and ran her tongue around the head. She licked up some pre-cum that was oozing from the slit in the tip before...
I don't at this point anymore.
Before slowly wrapping her lips around his cock and bobbing her head up and down on it.
Bobbing down her head up and down it.
How was she doing, asked Sacred, as he waited for his turn. Minotaur could only give him the thumbs up as he gritted his teeth and groaned loudly.
Why am I imagining that picture of me with the thumbs up right now?
Yep.
Photoshop wizards, get to work.
Selfie grinned as she sucked on Minotaur's cock like a lollipop, running her tongue around it and moaning herself. She was getting wet and needed some attention. She quickly moved on one of her hands up and down and started rubbing herself through her panties. Here, let me, said Sacred, as he got behind her and started to rub her hips and thighs before slowly moving inwards. You can rub your breasts. I'll take care back here. Selfie moaned as Sacred's big hand slowly ran over her ass cheeks and moved downwards before he ran a finger over her panty-covered slit. Selfie gasped and moaned as she gripped her breasts and squeezed them. By this time, Minotaur had gripped Sophie's head and was thrusting into her mouth. May I? Asked Sacred as he touched the straps of her panties. Selfie could only moan as her scent and closed her eyes when she felt her panties slowly slide off her hips and down her legs.
So she was like, oh, whoa!
That reminds me of a boy in this GF.
Yeah,
it's really like, I want to say that she made the sound of the throat singers from the Dark Crystal.
Just, see, the worst part about the last page was that when he said, "I like strong women," I imagined he was talking about her scent, so I thought, "Oh, she smells like grouper."
Ew.
Oh, God.
Anyway, David, it's your turn.
Oh, man. Yes. I get to do that part. All right. Grouper.
Look, you want it or you don't want it?
Almost there.
Panted Minotaur as his thrusting sped up. As if on cue, Sacred stuck a finger into Selfie. Selfie made a gurgling sound in the back of her throat before she screamed and came on Sacred's hand.
Oh my god, so she sounds like a water bong.
The vibration of Selfie's scream was too much for Minotaur, and he roared as he pushed Selfie's face down on his cock, shooting his seed into her mouth.
Well, if the vibration was that sensitive to him, then he wasn't shooting into her mouth. He was shooting into her voice box.
Again, the throat singers from the Dark Crystal.
Yep.
Selfie greedily gulped his cum down, even as she was moaning from Sacred's gentle stroking of her. See. Quickly reached back and unsnapped her bra before ripping it off and tossing it away so she could play with her nipples. Minotaur gently grabbed her shoulders and pushed her off of him before leaning back and sighing. "I'm done," he declared. "Have fun, you two."
"But don't you want to?"
asked Selfie, but was stopped when Sacred spun her around and kissed her. Her eyes flew open when Sacred's tongue entered her mouth, but they softened quickly when his hand went into her pussy again. She melted into his arms and happily kissed him back, moaning softly. Aww. He said moaning like 7 times.
Yep.
He's got to get better adjectives or verbs.
So instead of moaning, she should be purring?
Yeah, that's cool. Giggling? I don't know.
I don't think you giggle back. I don't think giggling back is an appropriate thing at that point.
If it tickles, yeah, it is. Sacred pulled away from her, somewhat reluctant, and said,
"Let's get to it, shall we?"
Selfie nodded dreamily and giggled,
ha!
When Sacred rolled them back onto her.
Them both.
Who's them both?
Sacred and Selfie.
They kissed again for a minute before Sacred grabbed her and flipped her around so her pussy was over his face. Selfie grinned and immediately started licking his cock. As he started to finger in the
buttock.
Selfie started bobbing her head up and down Sacred's cock when she realized something. It's too big. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd be out 7 cents.
That's kinda sad. Aw.
She said, "I can't possibly get this whole thing in my mouth." "Use your breasts," said Sacred. Selfie looked a little confused by Sacred's suggestion, so Minotaur coughed. She looked up at him, and he held his hands out like he was cupping his breasts and moved them up and down.
"Like this?"
she asked as she surrounded Sacred's cock with her breasts and started rubbing them.
Rubbing it with them. Also, if she had B cups, she could totally not do that.
I agree. Moving on. "Yeah," groaned Sacred. "Just like that. Now you can get the whole thing." He slowly traced Selfie's lips with his pointer finger before moving up the slit and finding her. He started playing with it, which made Selfie moan even louder. She quickly went back to sucking on his cock, making sure that she was giving as much pleasure as she got. Sacred opened Selfie up with his fingers, started licking her insides.
Okay, you're done. God. And when
hooray! I'm done!
No, you're not done for the night now. You are so not done for the night. Day. No, and when you said he started playing with it, I imagined the like pinball machine sounds.
Tilt.
Alright, passing it off to Jack Brad.
Ball. Selfie arched her back and screamed as she came. Slicing Sacred's tongue, she fell forward, panting, but was determined to finish what she started with him. She pushed herself back and spat in her hands again, rubbing them together before rubbing her saliva on her breast. Her breasts, now wet and slick, slid up and down Sacred's cock much more easily, allowing her to rub him faster than before. "Come on," she moaned. "Give it to me." Sacred grinned as he continued to lick Selfie's pussy while Selfie sucked and licked his cock.
Next thing, Selfie broke out the WD-40 because more lubricant was needed.
You see, it's a bad day when you need some lubricant, man. You know, it's just fucking whatever, man. You just get some KY jelly, man. Put that on the
penis. We got you, Dale.
The whole scene was getting to be too much for Minotaur, who was giving serious thought to the idea of getting back in the game. Selfie had gotten into the swing of things very quickly, and he started to think that she actually would be able to single-handedly get them to join her as a guardian force. She just had to take it to the next step. She and his brother were panting and moaning as they orally pleased each other, and he could tell that they were both near their breaking points. The question was, would Selfie still have the energy to continue?
Next time!
We'll see you next time. Same bat channel, same bat time.
Oh, I was thinking Dragon Ball Z.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z, will Selfie be able to take all of that Minotaur cock? Find out in the next exciting episode of Dragon Ball Z. Next episode, Selfie takes that cock.
Is that the episode title? Selfie takes that cock, and there's like three Dragon Balls flying in the background on Namek. And it's about Gohan's soccer match.
Can't take much more, warned Sacred. Go ahead, hissed Selfie. She wrapped her lips back around Sacred's cock and sucked on it like a vacuum cleaner before gently humming.
So wait, now, was this a good vacuum cleaner, like a Dyson, or a shitty one, like a fucking retail store Hoover?
It's one of those wall-mounted ones.
It's a...
Oh.
Yep. No, it's one for your car. It's one of those shitty ones that plugs into your car.
Oh. Right.
Sacred wasn't going to go out by himself, so he stuck two fingers into Selfie and twisted them. Selfie's eyes clamped shut as she screamed and came. Sacred groaned as he came too, filling Selfie's mouth to capacity with his cum. Selfie, unable to swallow all of it, pulled off his cock and let the rest splash onto her face and chest. She trembled softly, basking in the afterglow, as she slowly rolled off Sacred and flopped onto the floor. That was incredible, she panted happily. That doesn't have to be the end of it, said Minotaur, as he walked over and knelt next to her. Not if you don't want it to be. Bro, started Sacred, but Minotaur cut him off.
Of.
Yep,
with a wave of sand. You're close to your goal of getting us to join you, Selfie Tilmit, said Minotaur.
It said Minotaur Penis 1 to Minotaur Penis 2.
Slowly, as he ran his fingers through her hair and wiped her face clean. Are you willing to take the next step, or are you content with what you have done so far? I don't know, said Selfie quietly. I'm really tired. But I don't want to stop. She hesitated before she whispered, and kind of scared. Minotaur sat down and looked at her, silently giving her the chance to catch her breath and make her decision.
The Cosby Show music came on to add emotional weight to the scene.
Selfie slowly sat up and looked at Minotaur and Sacred. Something about them still turned her on, even after all the sex.
No! They didn't even have penis to vaginal penetration. That was not sex.
Actually, according to the Webster's Dictionary,
Fuck
sex
Webster's.
Is defined by anybody who has oral, anal, or vaginal sex.
Fuck Webster's. Yep.
No, it was sex. It wasn't like traditional sex.
No.
But
this story, they're gonna have sex. So everything leading up to the real sex, this is just pre-sex.
Right.
Uh-huh.
If I tell you to stop, will you? She asked. Minotaur nodded. Selfie shivered both with the cold and with the realization of what she was considering. She suddenly felt very vulnerable in front of the two creatures and pulled her knees to her chest. I'm sorry, she said. I can't. I...
My turn. Hey, Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay?
I get it.
Asked Sacred.
What have I been doing? Sobbed Selfie. You're not even human! What's wrong with me?
Sacred started going over to Selfie, but Minotaur stepped in between them.
She's got to deal with this herself, he said sternly. Not every special girl can handle something like this. Special girl? Asked Selfie quietly. What's so special about me?
She wears a football helmet.
She pees in the water fountain.
You.
There are lots of girls in the world, said Minotaur. Of those, there are some who end up getting raped by monsters.
of course.
To do.
Of that number, there are those who end up liking it. Okay? And going back for more. There is a number of girls even smaller than that who not only enjoy it, but initiate it in the first place. Selfie looked up at Minotaur for a second and wiped the tears from her eyes. Those girls! Continued... Oh, I'm sorry. Those girls. Yeah. Continued Minotaur. Tend to be able to get the monsters to care for them in return. Okay, so emotional cue number 472. Really? Really? Asked Selfie. It's not just me? Of course not, said Minotaur. We've been guardian forces for people before, and we've seen quite a bit of what goes on in the world. You are special, Selfie.
Short bus special.
Sure, she's special. That's what guys tell girls when they want to get her in the sack, right?
You are short bus Selfie. Have you ever done this before? No, said Sacred. We only heard about it through some of the other guardian forces that joined up afterwards. Does that mean that I'll be your first too? Asked Selfie with a slight smile on her face. Also to point out, Ice Abiz in our chat says, this is Pokophilia all over again, excuse and praising lewd acts.
Yep.
With a human, at any rate. That makes me feel...
Hey, you forgot two words.
Haha, drink.
What, said Minotaur?
Yeah.
That makes me feel a little better, said Selfie quietly. She looked down at Minotaur's buckock and saw that it was hard and ready for her. And she knew that she was wet and ready for it. Just be gentle with me, please? She whispered. I'm sorry. Just be gentle with me. Please! Dad, no, please.
Dad, no, please. He is going to...
Why do I get all the pages where it's in between the smut? I wanted to read some goddamn smut.
Too bad.
Of course, said Minotaur as he grabbed her dress and spread it out on the floor before gently laying her trembling frame down on it. Well, way to ruin her dress, you asshole. He kissed her on the lips before going between her legs. Selfie panted and shivered as she watched what was going on between her legs with fascination. Oh, did she have a fucking mirror? Minotaur slowly rubbed his buckock head along her slit, making it nice and slick for his entry and turning Selfie on even more. She moaned happily as he continued to lube up before he grabbed her hips and slowly started to push inside her. Selfie sucked in air through her teeth. And
I like how we all did that.
As Minotaur pushed it forward an inch and then stopped to let her relax and then move deeper again. Selfie was panting heavily while Minotaur moved inch by agonizing inch deeper into her until he hit her barrier. This is it, said Minotaur. If you want to back out now, damn it. If you want to back out, now would be the time for it. Sean.
No way. Are we stopping now? Panted Selfie. I don't care how much it hurts. Do it.
Rip tear.
I don't care how much it hurts. Make me no longer living.
That brings bad memories back.
Look, just because Steve had a gigantic cock.
No.
I've seen it. See, that thing's a freaking monster.
Then again, how I interrupted you, they could think that you're talking about me having a gigantic crab sandwich.
No, dude, I'm talking about your giant freaking fucking hog down there, dude. Like, I was asking why you were using a flesh motorcycle, but then I realized what was happening.
Okay, let him read.
I am reading now.
Go ahead,
Tar. Laid down over Selfie and wrapped her arms around him before gripping her hips and gently thrusting his hips forward. Selfie let out a small whimper as she dug her nails into Minotaur's back and bit down on his shoulder.
Chomp.
Shoop. Rasped.
The pain was intense but short-lived as Minotaur continued to move deeper into her. Feels good, she moaned as she gently squeezed Minotaur's cock. I never
thought... She doesn't know how to do that, all right? Real quick, she don't know how to do that. She said so.
Just because she's never had sex doesn't mean she doesn't know how to flex her vaginal muscles, man.
She probably fuck Kegel or Kegel.
Kegels are part of all seed training.
She used the nunchaku before. We discussed
yes,
this.
Yes, and there is a picture to prove it. Dave, the latest link. You need to look at it.
Okay, I'll do that.
First one that I posted also had it.
We haven't even started yet, said Minotaur, as he pulled back and slowly pushed back in, easily sliding in and out of her wet channel. Selfie moaned softly as Minotaur's cock slowly loosened her up and started giving her even more pleasure. Oh my god, she groaned. This is so good. Damn, you're a tight one, grunted Minotaur as he thrust it into her. It's like a tight velvet glove. I've never felt anything like her before. This is so amazing, cried Selfie. Fuck me hard. Come on, please.
I'm getting oddly unaroused.
Wait, unaroused?
You know, your like wish.
After you have a cold shower and you stand up.
Oh, you mean my very, very large is very, very small?
Yes.
Well, for you, that's not really a problem. It goes from like 30 inches to 2, which is still pretty impressive for cold water.
You're right. Whenever people have a breakdown in my area, they call me and I use my dick wench to help them fix their cars.
I would hope so.
All right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like circumference. So it went from
Let's
30
keep
to 2
before I get too grossed out.
No, I am reading now.
Yes.
Your wish, said Minotaur, as he gripped her shoulders and thrust faster into her. Selfie wrapped her legs around Minotaur to pull him in deeper. No, do this, groaned Minotaur as he grabbed her legs and lifted them over her body, placing his arms on either side of her as he continued to pump into her. I'm coming, screamed Selfie.
Of course you are.
Her hips started pumping frantically as she felt the biggest orgasm she ever had shoot through her body.
Kapow!
Fucking sound effects tonight are getting me.
As she came down from her first one, she looked into Minotaur's eyes and said, "Kiss me, damn it!" Minotaur's lips met Selfie's, and it was like lightning struck through her body as she came again.
Again, kapow!
She screamed into Minotaur's mouth, even as his tongue entered hers. The two kissed each other as Selfie rode out of her orgasm, Minotaur still thrusting away at her. Selfie let out a small whimper as Minotaur's cock rubbed up against her G-spot. Are you ready for it? Asked Minotaur. Yes! Cried Selfie. Give it to me! Come in me! Minotaur grinned as he thrust rapidly into the young girl, making her scream as she rushed for more orgasm to the next.
Oh, so it's like a marathon.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, so good. Fuck me, she screamed. Stop. Bad timing to ask for that, grunted Minotaur as he gave her one or two more thrusts and plunged deeply into her, groaning loudly as he came.
Okay, before I pass it off to the next reader, I would like to say that the moment I heard, "Are you ready for it?" the sound that went off in my head is Rolling Stone!
Oh no! Like, for me it was like.
David?
No? I read again?
David, you get to read again. We're reading until 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh god, dude, I got work tomorrow, man!
We're gonna get halfway through the story too. So that we don't have to do.
Yeah, but you don't gotta go to work until like 10.
I have to get up at 6 tomorrow.
I'm not talking to you!
She also has to get up at 6 tomorrow.
Oh, that's her fault for having married someone who gets to get up at 6 tomorrow.
Can you
read
now?
Yeah, but it makes me delicious breakfast.
All right,
make me sleep on the sofa?
I'll do what I want, thanks. Selfie screamed. Okay. Selfie screamed with joy as she felt Minotaur's warm cum splash her womb, coating her insides with his seed. She mewled a couple of times as her muscles clamped down in his cock, even though he was shooting the last
even strand. Even as he was shooting.
Fuck you, referee. Even as he was shooting the last few strands into her, she actually groaned in disappointment as he pulled out of her, but looked in fascination at the amount of cum that was slowly trickling from her. Did I do good? You were amazing, said Minotaur. No one has ever felt as right as you have. Selfie smiled and blushed. Does this mean that you'll join us now? She asked. Minotaur looked slightly embarrassed and scratched his head.
Oh god, I read ahead. I'm drinking the rest of this bottle.
He said.
This is... No! No! God, no.
Oh, god.
She cried, Selfie.
But you said if I wait...
She looked over at Sacred.
I have to fuck him too, don't I? You said before that unless we fought you both, it wouldn't count. So I have to take him too, don't I?
Well, sort of, said Minotaur. You have to dig us both at the same time.
Well, I just sucked you off while I'm fucking him then, said Selfie. That shouldn't be so hard.
She looked at Minotaur's face and realized that it wasn't what he had in mind.
That'll work, right?
No, it works, said Sacred. You have to take us both from you front and behind. I fucking never, bro.
Fucking never, bro.
You've got to take us from front and behind at the same time. Selfie trembled. She had heard about the horrors of anal sex from Renoa. Apparently.
Fucking hair.
I took a drink. Apparently, Seaford forced it on her once and liked it so much that he wanted it all the time. Renoa hadn't liked it at all, but didn't want Seaford to leave her, so she went along with it.
I don't know,
she said.
I've heard rumors that it hurts a lot.
Come here, said Sacred. He held his arms open for her. She hesitated for a second, but walked over to him. He hugged her tightly before sliding his hand and rubbing her.
Do you have to elongate it with a Doppler effect?
She smiled a little as she's got a front butt. He hugged her tightly before sliding a hand down and rubbing her. She smiled a little as she rested her head on his chest and let him do what he wanted. She felt his huge cock resting against her stomach and ran her fingers along it, lightly brushing it. Anal isn't for everyone, said Sigrid. So we won't do it if you're not interested.
Keep going. If you think I can take it, go ahead,
purred Selfie.
Well, what have you eaten in the past 3 days, Selfie?
Tacos! And lots of cock! My cock!
Sacred placed his fingers under Selfie's chin and lifted her head up. She smiled at him before she closed her eyes and let him kiss her. She tensed a little when she felt Minotaur reach up and grab her breast from behind, but relaxed as he started fondling her like a pro.
Is there such thing as...
It's a pro fondling.
Ladies a fondle and gentlemen,
welcome to the 1996 Pro Breast Fondler Pro-Am.
That's right, Steve. It's going to be a great one. We saw Madagascar Hissing Fondler over here earlier today. He is a shoo-in for at least a bronze medal.
Yes, today on the course we have a mild northwest wind.
Oh, yeah, conditions are perfect. Absolutely gorgeous for pro fondling. Let's go down to the track and talk to Chip LaDouche for this one.
This is Chip LaDouche right now. They're filling up the cum pond with lubricants.
Yes. I hear that the lubricant is extra slippery this year. Is that true?
You know what, Dave? We've rammed that home way too much.
We love it. It's good. Minotaur slowly flicked out his tongue, licking up her spine and making a squeal. She grinned as he slowly knelt down, moving his tongue down her back and gripping her cheeks. He licked her ass cheeks a little before gently spreading them, licking a bud. She moaned into Sacred's mouth as Minotaur started rubbing her. Getting his fingers nice and slick. He brought his fingers back to her ass and started rubbing her juices over her bud before slowly pushing a finger into her. She grunted because it hurt a little, but he moved his finger around and licked it around it. She started to relax.
Do I have to keep going?
No, you have to keep going until you get to the line Minotaur pulled her into his lap.
Before long, she was moaning as he slid his finger in and out of her hole. He continued to lube her entrance with her own juices for a few minutes before he looked up at his brother. The two nodded in Sacred let Selfie glow as Minotaur pulled her into his lap.
And Brad.
Hooray! Oh, not me! Eat a dick, Brad!
Fuck you, David.
Okay.
Alright, so officially we are doing the National Breast Fondler Pro-Am recording with Arch Yonkers, Dave Herdiger, and Chip LaDouche.
I like it. Live from, where did we fucking say this was at?
I totally forgot.
Live from wherever the fuck we said this was at. Okay. It's the world's pro fondling breast powers. Power hours. I'm too drunk for this. I don't care.
Okay, Brad, now you may read, please.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Whispered Minotaur into her ear. Sophie trembled as she silently nodded her head, feeling Minotaur's cock pressed against her back and staring at Sacred's right in front of her face. Sacred knelt down in front of her and gently grabbed her shoulders, lifting her up as Minotaur grabbed her hips. Sophie gritted her teeth and squeezed her eyes shut as she felt Minotaur's cock head touch her asshole. Relax, said Minotaur soothingly as Sacred grabbed her hips, and Minotaur slowly ran his hands over her body. I'll try, said Sophie. She tried to get her entire body to relax, and actually managed it, but she immediately tensed up when she felt Minotaur's cock try to enter her. I can't relax. I'm too scared.
Taco Bell.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell.
Minotaur scratched his head before Sacred started kissing Sophie. He massaged her breast and rubbed her pussy with his flowed into her mouth. It wasn't long before she melted into him again. I'm trying again, said Minotaur. Sophie just grunted her acceptance as she wrapped her arms around Sacred's neck. Minotaur guided his cock to Sophie's back door and slowly pushed himself in. Sophie let out a small yelp as his bulbous head pushed its way into her ass.
I'm thinking of High Chieftain Bane Bloodhoof from World of Warcraft when thinking about these minotaurs, and this is not a good image.
Bane and Cairn.
Yeah, exactly. That's exact.
The crossover.
You know, it's fucking World of Warcraft.
Giant cows.
I got nothing space else behind goats. That.
Space goats and giant cows. All and right, furries.
Giving her a small spark of pain, she clamped down on it and winced, but slowly started to relax around it. She panted a little before looking back and nodding. Minotaur slowly pushed Sophie down onto him, making sure that he was going at a slow speed so she wouldn't be hurt. When she was finally all the way down on him, he gave her a quick hug and a peck on the cheek. You made it, he said. She grinned at him before looking at Sacred and licking her lips. My turn. As Minotaur slowly rolled onto his back and gently spread Sophie's legs open wide. I apologize in advance for hurting you, he said, because I know I will. I'm way bigger than a normal human should be able to take.
I'm 6 feet wide.
I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun and I dress to a T. Got more clothes than Muhammad Ali and I dress so viciously. Everybody go checkbook, credit card, more money than a sucker could ever spend. Oh, I'm so sad.
You'll be able to handle me, but you'll still feel some discomfort.
Like when I tear your large colon.
Yeah, you're pretty much not going to be alive after this, just so you know.
Sophie nodded. She was trembling because of the feeling of Minotaur's cock throbbing inside of her ass. And she was smiling at Sacred. I can take it, she whispered, because I love you both. I can take anything that you do to me. Sacred's bottom lip trembled, and it looked like he was about to say something when Minotaur said, Brother, go ahead.
So she's got Stockholm Syndrome within an hour of getting stuck in a cave.
Dude, have you ever
guys.
Had a Minotaur cock? That is grade A goodness right there. I don't blame her
Are
for
Are we talking
having...
about, like, sex-wise or at a barbecue?
Both.
Sacred nodded as he gently laid down on top of Sophie and slowly thrust his cock along her slit. He kissed her on the forehead before guiding himself to her entrance and pushing himself into her. It sounds like she's a house or something. They both let out low moans as Selfie's pussy stretched widely to allow Sacred's entry. She had been right, and she did feel some discomfort as her pussy stretched more than she thought was humanly possible. But the pleasure that accompanied the pain was so immense, the pain was soon drowned out.
Yes!
Moaned Selfie's happily. God damn it. I'm so drunk there's more than one of her. Moaned Selfie happily as Sacred continued to move deeper into her, further than Minotaur had before. When he still had an inch left out of her, he bumped up against her cervical opening. Oh, this is getting into comics mixed territory.
Yep. Oh, God.
She moaned as he continued pushing. Oh, God. Her hands quickly flew down and she started furiously rubbing her clit as she felt Sacred's cock slowly open her last internal defense and push all the way into her womb. The klaxons were sounding. Alert, alert.
No.
She Danger, was... Will Robinson.
Warning, warning. She was panting heavily as the 2 minutes our brothers held themselves still inside of her shuddering body. You know, it'd be great to have a narrative of sex where the woman's body's just constantly activating alarms.
Oh, God.
Alert, alert, orgasm imminent.
Emotions breached.
She alert, did. Alert, you stuck your dick in crazy.
You stuck your dick in crazy. That's the episode title. Somebody type it up. She never knew that she could feel so full, and it felt wonderful to her. I want to be
just
with
eat a
you.
Fucking brisket if she wants to feel full.
Or the two nunchucks.
That too. Full of fiber.
Brisket and two nunchucks. That's all you need. I want to be with you both. Always. She whispered. Sacred winced and tried to say something, but Minotaur stopped him with a glare.
Don't you dare say something stupid.
Not while we're in the middle of doing this.
We are totally begging this chick. Stop it.
The two slowly pushed themselves up so that Sacred could roll onto his back, thereby making everyone more comfortable.
Now we show you how we feel for you,
whispered Minotaur into Selfie's ear as they both started to slowly and lovingly fuck her. Moaned Miss Piggy. Moaned Selfie as she happily rested herself on Sacred's chest and closed her eyes, loving the feeling of the two huge cocks moving inside of her.
I don't know what Renoa was complaining about, she murmured. This isn't so bad.
She must not have had someone who allowed her to get used to it, said Sacred. Or she just isn't into it.
Seifer's a dick,
sighed Selfie as she shuddered with orgasm. Oh.
You two are so good! I don't ever want this to
when
stop!
When did Miss Piggy become a Teen Girl Squad member?
I don't know.
Teen Girl Piggy.
Teen Girl Piggy! You'll never leave me, right?
No, no, Piggy, I won't.
We'll always be by your side,
said Minotaur.
You're my number one girl.
Yeah,
said Sacred softly. The two brothers tried to move at a similar pace so as to... Why am I imagining two Kermits fucking Miss Piggy?
Why not?
So as not to throw each other off and to give Selfie as much pleasure as they could. Selfie, being pinned between the two, couldn't really thrust her hips into them, so she was content to let them do all the work for her. She moaned loudly as her next orgasm hit her. Her body spasmed a little, but she was held tightly in the grips of the brothers, so they were able to merely continue thrusting into her at their regular paces. Somebody timed this shit, Jesus Christ. The three kept at it for what felt like an hour, before the brothers both thrust deeply into the young girl and roared loudly as they came inside her, thus causing her to explode. Okay, it doesn't say that last part, but that's probably what happened. Selfie screamed in ecstasy as she felt their cum coating her insides and came herself, squeezing both cocks for all she was worth. That is some mighty nether region muscular work. She collapsed completely as she felt the two pull from her. She couldn't move anymore, but smiled at the two.
You're our guardian force now, aren't you?
She asked.
Yeah,
said Sacred miserably.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. That sounds like fun.
No, this is like depressed Kermit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'll do that. That's
we
weird.
Are.
And Sean.
Great, said Selfie, far too tired to notice how sad they both looked. Now that you're with us, we've got to do this again. She yawned as she curled up next to Sacred and fell asleep. She said she loved us, bro, said Sacred. I know, said Minotaur. That is what makes her special. That is what makes her special. And what will make her very sad later in life.
The two looked down. You mean life, right? Yeah, you should probably take a drink, bro.
Oh, Dave, when did you become the referee?
When Naval stopped doing her job.
No, I'm still...
looking at him as Piggy. The two look down at...
figure out, like, what?
Just pay attention to the read, no. Val. That's what we need you for.
Oh, my goodness.
The two looked down at Selfie and quietly held her sleeping form before vanishing into thin air. Selfie woke up an hour later to the sound of someone calling her name.
What?
She asked as she shot up and looked around. Selfie, called Irwin's voice from behind the pile of rubble. We almost got you out of there. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine, called Selfie. She ran over to the rubble until she realized that she was only wearing her boots. She let out a small squeak before running and quickly getting dressed, just as the rubble collapsed and the others ran into the room. What happened? Asked Squall. Where are those two guardian forces? I got them to join, said Selfie proudly. By yourself? Asked Zell incredulously. He looked at her for a second before giving her the thumbs up. Good job! I am kind of curious as to why they aren't here to greet you all, though, said Selfie. That's not at all surprising, said Squall. Once a guardian force joins with a group, it loses its corporeal form for as long as it's working with said group. You won't see them again unless we want to use them in battle. Selfie was stunned. She had forgotten all about that. She remembered some of the things that they had said later during the encounter, and it all started to make sense. Sacred had tried to stop her, but Minotaur kept it going, probably to help her. Irvine noticed how pale Selfie had gotten and asked, Hey, are you okay? What? Asked Selfie quickly.
That's what I've been asking myself this entire story.
I'm
what?
Not okay. Not okay. Nope, not okay.
Oh yeah, just great. I just forgot about that, that's all. Well, let's go, said Squall. We can finally get into Caraway's mansion now. Do we really have to go there? Asked Riona.
Renoa, and does Renoa. David really have to read now? Yes, he does.
I don't know what! Fucking... Hold on one second.
Have you just been sitting looking depressed elsewhere and just not even paying attention?
Yeah. You know how fucking awful this shit is?
He's our contact. Yes, we have to go there. Snap Squall. I don't want to hear. And I don't want you... Fuck! And I don't want to hear you asking that again. And Squall turned and left Renoa tagging along behind him, trying to change his mind. Zell and Irvine followed, just shaking their head. Quiztis, the hottest one of them all, stopped when she reached the exit to the room and turned. Selfie was still standing in the middle of the room. She had that look on her face that Quiztis had seen only one time before and hoped that she would never see again. It was the look of someone who had lost a lover but wasn't only special, but irreplaceable. It was the look that should never be seen on the face of such a young girl.
Selfie!
She asked quietly.
Yes?
Asked Selfie, obviously trying to keep her voice level. Quiz just ran over to Selfie and hugged her tightly.
It's okay!
She whispered. Selfie burst into tears and clung to Quiz.
No, it's not! She bawled. They tried to warn me, but I wouldn't listen. All I cared about was getting the Guardian Force. And now I'll never see them again except in some stupid battle animation!
Calm down!
Soothed Quistus as she rubbed Selfie's back.
They stay with me forever!
Sobbed Selfie.
Then they always be from my side!
And I will be! Said Quistus. As the one who managed to get them to join, you have the most compatibility with them!
Oh, that voice really hurts.
So slow it down and do it normally.
They'll like you
speed it up.
Of a lot more than the rest of us. That should mean something. Besides, they'll only remain like this until we don't need them as guardian forces anymore.
But if we need them as sex toys, it's totally fine. Also, I'm still on board.
Asked Selfie as she looked up at Quistus. Quistus winked at her.
I'm sure that once the war is over and we're at peace again, we can let some of our GFs go back to being their own creatures again.
She said with a smile. Selfie smiled back at Quistus.
Thank you!
And then she realized what they were talking about and blushed.
How do you know anyway?
She asked timidly.
Have you ever?
With a guardian force? Asked Quizzes. No way, I can't get any magic components from them. Selfie stared at Quizzes, who gave her a devilish grin. But if you want, I could be there next time. If there is a next time.
Oh, God.
She leaned in and kissed Selfie. It was only a peck on the lips, but it was something extremely special to Selfie. Welcome to the sisterhood, said Quistis softly.
Brad!
Is Rinoa? Started Selfie, but Quistis just laughed and shook her head. No, Rinoa has no love for monsters, she said. Well, except for Cypher, said Selfie. The two looked at each other and laughed. Come on, the others will start worrying about us, said Quistis. Selfie nodded and took one look back at the room. She slowly bowed before she turned and dashed out, followed by Quistis, exiting the tomb to try and catch up with the others.
Yay, we're done part one. What we call it a night.
Part one.
Oh, well, that was definitely a slow burn, but once it got going, that really got going. Emotional attachment for anal? Wow.
Yeah!
It is the best form of sex.
Well, anyway, Sean and Brad, where do you two come in? Are you, like, just Nerdy Show fans or what?
Yeah, I'm a Nerdy Show fan.
Okay.
Nerdy Show fan.
I'm originally an OCAD fan, but I found out about Nerdy Show through OCAD.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. That's like
wait, we actually
inverse. Gave
them a fan? Holy shit.
Wow.
We've done some good for the world.
And if you can call it good. The circle is complete.
It's a weird line, because I found out about OCAD through the Gaming Union podcast.
Oh shit, the one where I did my fucking Homestar impression.
Yeah, that one.
Oh right, that's kind of crazy, but that's awesome. I'm glad you followed us here from OCAD, Brad, and I'm glad you followed us here from Nerdy Show, because I'm really glad we're able to be on this network. I could suck Cap off a little bit more if he wants me to.
Yay! Yeah.
Anyways, this has been Friday Night Fanfiction. We've been reading part one of Gamers' Fantasy 8. We're going to be reading parts 2 and 3 next week. Anyway, I would like to thank all of our listeners, all of our readers, David, Logan, Sean, Brad, Invisible Roy, and I'd like to thank our referee, Val, also the author,
really?
the Playing Mantis. Tune in next week for parts 2 and 3 of Gamers Fantasy 8. Be sure to like, favorite, subscribe on Friendster and ICQ and...
You know, Facebook does have a Friday Night Fanfiction page. Maybe go check it out. Like it. You know, boost our penis. We need it. Come on, man.
Yeah, we
Cap
we
won't give us any food until we get more numbers.
No, he won't give us any more booze until we get more numbers. So unless you want to deal with staggeringly sober... fanfiction, that's...
Oh god, that's the worst. I become Linkin Park when that happens.
Crawling in my skin!
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Level 99, Fanfic Nation. Level 99, Rolling Thunder, aka Fasto's Adventure Theme. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.